Okay. Dad is just reading out the menu, which is... There's not much point, really, because we can't actually eat anything. Despite the fact, I'm sure I can hear food sizzling.
Oh,
it's a tap.
Kutcher steak,
okay.
The lady steak. Rinderhoof steak. Yeah, it must be just the hoof. Which is 150 grams.
I thought you'd say 150 euro.
Gamus,
so it's vegetables, isn't it?
With the French dressing.
Okay.
14 euros.
Yeah. Too bad for a steak? Hello, Audioboo. I am sitting at a table with my dad at about 10:45, having arrived at our hotel.
10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock, yeah. And we're sitting here with beer. We should just click them together. For the booth. There we go.
And I'm looking at the food menu because there's no food left.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shame. I think it would have been nice and hearty.
Did you say hearty?
Hearty. And we're, you know, we're on our first beer of the day, aren't we?
Probably the best decent one.
Well, that's what I mean, of course.
We did have that Belgian beer, which was
quite nice.
That was a Christmas special.
I mean, the one on the train was drinkable.
I think I was better with my water.
So this place is well, I presume that the huge beer garden must be adjacent to this, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. Down the back.
I think it's meant to be the largest beer garden in the known universe or something. It's vast, like sort of 10,000 people or something. And this is literally just down the road from the hotel. Same hotel that I've stayed at before with Mark Rogers, and yet we didn't know that there was a beer place literally down the road.
We just bring the buffet back from the zoo in the other room. Hey, could you bring
it over here? Go and read it, yeah.
That'd be on the breakfast table in the morning.
Sorry?
That'd be on the breakfast table in the morning. Yeah. That's what happens in Germany.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, no, just go to Heinke's or anybody, or Monica's.
Yeah.
If you have a dinner the night before,
and you get
maybe you don't eat, it comes out on the breakfast table.
No, I don't think we have that in the Wiesmann household.
Okay.
No.
Are you saying that because you're doing cases and such this?
No, not at all. It's we have nice salami and bread rolls.
Yeah, we have that as well.
Oh, right, okay.
Got a few, what do you call them? What's the word? Drinking your beer out of, but
jugs.
Jugs. Well, yeah, she's got a nice pair of jugs.
You call it a jug, don't you?
Yes.
When it's a glass with a handle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tanker.
Tankers usually metal.
Tankers here with Augustine.
Oh, right, okay. So maybe it's Augustine beer then.
I think this is going to go straight to my head.
Yeah, I think lots of water when we get back to the room. Taps. Sorry?
Yeah, check it out, the tap.
Yeah. Plus an ibuprofen, and that should sort it. Excellent. Well, without further ado, we will adieu to you. But it's been a good day. We have travelled a great distance. We haven't had an argument yet. There is time.
Well, try not to. See when you get through the weekend without
one. The whole weekend? Cool. That could be pushing it a bit. Whole weekend. So it's been a good day. Train, everything went pretty much dead to time, didn't it?
Absolutely. They said we were going to be 6 minutes late, and we were.
No, we were dead on time. And the French strikes didn't cause us any issues. It was all perfect and wonderful.
Hunky-dory, as they say in Germany.
They say what?
Hunky-dory, as they say in Germany.
Do they say that in Germany? I hear them saying that all the time in Germany.
Hunky-dory.
Yeah. Okay. Hunky-dory to you too. Gute Nacht.